would definitely help. Thank you.
Can he use my address?
No, he doesn't need to, pal.
Okay. That's okay.
This is very upfront good business. You won't seem to think we're trying to play some hide-and-seek game. This is upfront business. You don't keep it secret one from another. That's the only reason that you have three of them right now to deal with. And you take the best blame offer you get. Okay. If we're going to do the same crappy business as the rest of this world, we're in trouble.
That reminds me, too, let's say we had three at $30 million apiece, that's $90 million. To make that statement over the phone without any backup support, and if there's big ears that hear, that puts a red flag out that we're doing something, to, in their opinion, meaning the ears that hear, something wrong. So people should use caution in stating those kinds of things, because that's playing with money, and one of their things is checking where the money goes and what goes on and make sure that everything's fair and legal. So when those statements are made, it would be my opinion that we should be careful in saying that we'll be picking the right one to fit the right, with the right fees and the right amount.
That's exactly what you need to say. So you just said it, son. We're on tape.
Absolutely. But I want it to be clarified for those that want to tell a friend, so to speak, that that's what's going to happen. Anyways, and it needs to be said that way.
Well, I have bad news. There's not going to be any $90 million for one project. You're not going to play that kind of stupid game.
Right, it causes more trouble.
It is not even considered to be worth it. However, if you get two of them who do approve it, and it is well underway, and both are going to fund, you go to them and you say, we've got the first problem, brothers. Two of you are funding. How do you want to handle it? I have another project for you. Can we change the names? What do you want to do about it? And let them make up their decision.
Yes.
They get very creative.
Fast.
You will not be creative. Not in those measures. Everything coming out of this place will be totally 100% good, clean paperwork. Not to hide, to support. And any time a man has $3 million commission and more coming in regularly, and 30% of your company, you better believe he's going to try to figure a way. So we've let them dangle with these good projects. They want them. I'm sorry they don't have the pea soup in there. They want them. And so you continue to just flood them. And if you have Gary say, no, I don't want pea soup, Oberle, then you go with the one who wants the pea soup.
Okay.
Other than that, you go with the one that gets you the most money with the least entanglement first. And I believe that you will find it will be through Jeffers some way. We have gone a great, great length to set up these contacts. You're going to have a lot of money to put into very unstable market. You cannot buy enough gold and hide it. You'll have the feds down on your neck the minute you start buying gold like that. So you're going to have to invest this money. So, except for Mount Fuji, you're as well off in Japanese certificates. That government is at least as strong as yours. They keep shoring up the dollar. This is why the dollar is important to watch. Who is shoring up the price of the dollar? It's sure not your boys. and the debt just gets incredibly bigger every day, compound interest, remember? Everybody in your country is so hopped up on credit cards that trillions of dollars is hanging out there. You don't even have money in your national mass citizenry to buy anything new. So you go and you run up the credit a little bit tired. And of course there are ones of you who can't get credit or have credit and you have used it wisely. But the general ordinary John Doe on your street will have 14 credit cards and every one of them full, and will go out at Christmas now and overload them again. And all of the money going is going to dead debt, to pay off interest payments on these already bought things, so that there's really no money to go buy something new. It is a facade that the government hides behind. The feds do not control anything. They do not print money. They increase the debt. And it's killed you. And they'll keep doing it because they belong to the gray men. The world is bankrupt. And when that depression hits, not going to be like anything before, but always keep in mind, the way depressions have been handled in the past is a nice, big, fat war after the fact to get you back on your feet. This war will not be like any other war. You can't afford it. So you've got a real problem. So handling this money as it comes back will be the most incredible tightrope job we've ever done. Do you put it with the Japanese at 14%? Do you put it with the Swiss in a trading program at 20%? And then pray that we don't miss a nudge and get out of there in time. Liquidity is a lie. That also is a word set up there to mislead you. You have to be careful how you get your gold. If you get bullion, you have to have it assayed before it can be sold. A lot of expense involved in bullion. So coins are your best. The same with jewelry. You have to have it assayed. In a depression, gemstones are not going to be worth it. Diamonds, if you hold on to them long enough, are necessary also for business. Platinum is too volatile. Gold is about it. Silver, while you are right now, it would be okay. But I'll tell you, when the depression hits, silver will just drop right out of the bottom and it will be worth nothing. Gold will drop. But it will come back a little. So there's no good place. The last that will fold up, the last, would be your treasury bonds. Because the government will try to meet those, or they lose the credit. Yes, they will default at some point. But boy, they're going to try not to default. They'll keep pushing that debt until hell freezes over. And they'll keep loaning money to the countries that cannot meet their payments to keep them from defaulting for a while. But it is coming as surely as your life here. So I can only give you a few guidelines. And I'll tell you more. If you really understood it, you wouldn't let this one out of that room. Where are we?
Commander?
Yes.
May I just take a moment before I forget and thank you for Saturday's message?
You're welcome, Rick. I'm sorry. I don't even remember what Saturday's message was.
Well, that's all. That's our job to try to remember.
Well, I accept it. I will always accept thanks, especially when I'm being very harsh. I'm getting to be the real bastard of the troops.
I don't hear this as harsh. When you do this.
I don't either. It's nothing but cold, hard facts.
Well, they're difficult facts to believe, and I don't like to browbeat my ones. And I have to let you go as far as I dare to see what you will do. And you see, I perceive that you're about to make some just ill choices. And that's why you once have every right to come back to me and say, why didn't you stop us sooner? No, the lessons are not learned sooner. I've let you get right there with the rope around your neck. You cannot have $90 million on one project. You may possibly be able to have two fund and pay off the other one with the second funding. And as long as the second funder knows you're doing that, he'd be very happy. And that gives either one more money to roll over. But you will not encounter these legal problems. You have been monitored for months and months and months. I will not let you stumble legally.
Thank you for that.
But I do have a command to run. And I may very well inadvertently let something slip. That's why I have to have every one of you on your toes, paying attention. And Orma says, well, what about life? What about it? What about it?
Well, it's getting to the point if we don't do something about this, there may not be any life.
That's right.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
When I sit in the evenings, I don't want to bother you because you're busy, and I don't want to bother Semyazi. Who do I call in by name for just some general guidance? Without.
What's the matter with Sananda? He's always been excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Nothing.
You're getting a lot of guidance for these projects. Germaine's another good one. Yes, annoy him. Keep him busy. He annoys me, you know.
Annoy him.
What are they doing?
Did you get that? Hatton? Annoy him.
What do they think they're doing, Hatton? Well, they don't know what they're doing. If you told them, Germaine, I wouldn't have all this headache. Don't worry about the Space Command. Go to the big boys.
Okay, thank you. She might have to be guilty any longer, or feel guilty. It's good for making your call.
Never feel guilty. Go to God. He's right there in your head. And when you once finally understand that, we'd get over all this bullshit.
We're trying.
And you're doing fine. There is one time I would like you calling me, and that is when you pick up that telephone to call Otto. I want every troop there. You go quietly within yourself, and Isu will answer those questions. And what he is too polite to answer, I'll sure as hell give it to you.
I just don't like bothering the big boys for the small stuff.
That's what the big boys are for, is the small stuff. The rest of us have our responsibilities. You misinterpret.
Well, that...
There is nothing small enough to be overlooked by Isu or the Father.
That's helpful.
That is your support system. And it isn't always a matter of asking for something, it is a matter of communing. We also need to be told how wonderful we are and how much you appreciate what we do for you. That makes bigger people of you. And also, it tells me something else. When you stop asking and stop thanking us for it, I know you're over the hump. Because then I know you assume it's done. Now, I would like to acknowledge something before we go one step farther. I want to acknowledge Eleanor and John's willingness to share. The thrust was not made at them. I have often said, ones do not usually have to make the actual step, but ones have to be willing. These ones were willing to do that, and I honor them for it, for the delay was once again not for them. And they're about to take up the slack. There are four others who wish to join in this group, in this town, with all of the benefits that come with it, who could easily have written that check. And God always gives his workers time. But we're out of time now. And I humbly thank you. You see, these other ones, and you ones, Dorma does not get a lot of this into her consciousness. I can guide myself a lot by what I feel, her believing or not believing. You see, on one level, there is total 100% and more belief, because she's with us most of the time. She's going to be with us more. And yet, when she comes back into her consciousness, she doesn't believe worth a tinker's hoot. This is not to be unkind. This is what the consciousness does. And it's hard to make that final decision to participate. And yet I would tell you there are hundreds waiting for you ones to do something so that they can reap rewards. Well, the Father has a way of being just. Remember I said it isn't necessarily fair. But the Father will always be just. Now let's see what you can pull off, Randall, with my mouth. Don't injure yourself by letting me slip. I don't want to be openly discussed with Otto for a long time. That will be Otto's in my secret. You'll have the proper thoughts. You go in there like a businessman. Just as if you were J. Paul Getty doing a little business on the telephone. Do you think they would require Mr. Getty to put $25,000 up? I doubt it. And unless he came back with the $3 million, you still only have a few weeks to a toss-up as to which could get here first. And Oberle, you could find out a little bit more about it by narrowing it down and telling him this dilemma. Gary wants to work with you.
All right.
You can push it a little further. Tell him you'll be badgered about the head and neck from both Panama and Switzerland. Let's find out about the 3 million first. Well, you decide which one goes first. Whatever answer you get from either one gives you ammunition for the other one.
The fact that they didn't get a phone call Friday, is that a cat and mouse type game?
No. Not really. It was more of inconvenience and convenience. A lot to be done when you start gathering up paperwork to go for these kind of meetings in Europe. Do we need more on this?
I'm finished.
I want thorough understanding.
Are we through reading?
Yeah, there was only one paragraph left. Now let me step aside so Dorma might get ready for the day. I am going to keep her very busy. The rest of you, including Oberle, may pretend she is gone. I must have information, and she is not being briefed at all, so we'll have to get it out ourselves. Salut, salut, salut.
So be it. We're making progress, brothers.
Can he use my address?
No, he doesn't need to, pal.
Okay.
No,
it's okay.
This is very upfront good business. You won't seem to think we're trying to play some hide-and-seek game. This is upfront business. You don't keep it secret one from another. That's the only reason that you have three of them right now to deal with. And you take the best blame offer you get. If we're going to do the same crappy business as the rest of this world, we're in trouble.
That reminds me, too. Let's say we had three at 30 million apiece. That's 90 million. To make that statement over the phone without any backup support, and if there's big ears that hear, that's...
So, now, is that to be a proposal for the structure and the interior both as one proposal? Randall and I have been trying to kick it around, and we weren't sure if we were putting together two or three or four different proposals for the network, the satellite, the Futuronics, and the structure itself.
Well, you've got to sit, well, Oberle, help out. Yes, I can tell you exactly what to do. I don't want to be the one to tell you. I realize things seem so cut and dried to me that I can't understand really the question. You will do it according to the way they will accept the project. But Futuronics, we will honor those ones.
In fact, when there is
funding, you will pay those architects for those drawings.
Commander?
Yes.
I think possibly what the question might, part of the question in my mind is, like, say we have a building for $10 million or whatever the amount is, okay, and then we have a Futuronics that's going into the building. Each could be a separate project. Or we could have Futuronics building the building as a joint venture with someone else. That's In other words, a breakdown of that. Because if there's, if Futurani's can use the first 10 floors, who's going to use the next 20? That's what we were referring to. So is it the building or, you know?
Well, and what I was referring to is the name, the so-called Spruce Goose Dome is called the Spruce Goose Dome because it houses the Spruce Goose. Are we calling this dome Futuronics because it houses Futuronics?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a package.
Right.
It's already done. And that first one, Futuronics, is what we'll use all 35 stories. It is a motion picture studio.
Okay. So, okay.
And then when you go for Skylink, you go for what they need in Los Angeles, and then you do a duplicate project for out here. And you get Tuberson to help you. And you put it in another dome. And if they won't go for that, then you originally set it up to go in this dome.
The thing we just weren't clear on is whether the structure itself is a separate proposal from the Futuronics, and you've just answered that. It's both.
Just kind of like
and we're only going to deal right now with the one. The other five are future.
And the other five would include your world and Skylink.
Yes, but because we cannot wait to begin the satellite systems, if you will, you're going to have to decide whether you want another interim building, if you can work it out of the motion picture studio.
For Skylink, we're talking.
Yes.
Okay, so we should then be thinking about submitting that relatively quickly.
It's almost done now, so
there's not much to do.
Well, it's back. Basically, all you have to do is change the names. And I mean the names of Denver.
Right.
Versus Houston versus Tehachapi. Do you know how to find Wally, gentleman in Canada, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Is there information you need from him?
I believe we have everything we need from Wally. For now, yeah.
Well, as I recall, there were prices in there for just about everything. Did Tuberson send you upgraded prices, Oberly?
No.
Call him, and I'll tell you why. Call him, tell him you need some... Is he comfortable with the prices from the Denver proposal? That you would like to call, in honor of him, if nothing more, the entire project, Skylink. That you will lump his needs, which I believe were, $3 to $5 million? How much did he need?
25.
Brother, for
he was going to have $5 million as equity, and then he would borrow the other 20.
Then maybe you'll need to do it in two segments. Is that maybe three? How much was the Denver proposal?
Closer to 100.
So you're talking $125 million. See how you can break it down.
All right.
And you may need to talk with Otto about it. Here's another good, really good opportunity for you, Randall. Just get him aside and you just ask him. I mean, this one is really going to be the money maker because it will be centralized both in Los Angeles, right in the heart of the industry, with all of the ability to film in this new method out here. How does he want it? The same with Gary. But let's get... Gary is frantic trying to get his operation going. So it's a little bit early. But when those proposals are done, then you get them in. And you don't have to break them up for him. If he can't fund it all at once, he will tell you what portions he can.
Commander?
Yes.
On these dome things, then, what you're really saying is we should get these ready for submission without the Parsons material? Without the Parsons component?
Yes, all you have to... Yes. You know that just make sure you're asking for enough money.
Okay.
Then that's what we're...
That's part of the difficulty.
In other words, Parsons is going to do the engineering and they know what they're going to build it out of the material and the cost value of the building itself.
We can't...
Football field and a half. Well, how do we estimate that?
Call them and ask them. Okay. Tell them you've got to get the proposals in, the tentative proposal. They can wait for the last hard numbers.
Right, because that doesn't...
But you've got to get it operating or you're never going to get it up. And Parsons will understand that. They've looked at it. You're going to give them $60,000 as soon as you can. Okay. But they're going to have to help you, or you can't get the financing. And maybe John Donahue can help you with that. I don't really understand how it went from cellular cement to bubbles. I will watch this. I want it built out of the best available material. But the reason that John Donahue got into it was because he's in the cellular cement modular business. And suddenly we're talking about stretched skins that have to have positive pressure to keep them up. Well, what are you going to do when there's no positive pressure to keep them up?
That's no good.
Right. It's going to be a heavy ceiling falling in.
Destroy itself.
So we have to think out there into the future because these ones are not going to.
Better take a second look at this. Voice your objection on this basis.
Shoot, one of them did go down someplace.
Was it Parsons that brought up the bubble
technique? No. Oh. Don't get it wrong.
Well, I'm just trying to find out where we are, honey.
Donahue brought it up.
Oh.
It's a lower cost method, probably.
Much lower.
Now, who knows about the Sacramento domes?
What?
Bakersfield. Wherever they're going to put up domes. Somebody bought it up.
Larry Skelly brought it up.
What kind of domes are they going to use? And I'm not saying that maybe a stretched bubble is not the way to go. If you can make sure that you will not have interruption of that positive pressure. Because I'll tell you the way I see it, I cannot guarantee that you won't have interruption of it. Unless you can also set up a solar device, and the minute the solar device doesn't work, now there are engineering ways that can take care of it. But is it worth it?
New energy source.
Well, you don't have it, so you work with what is. How much was that dome going to cost with cellular cement, Oberly? Donahue gave you a price because he dropped it by $1.5 million by putting a central standard.
Yeah, early on he was talking around $6.5 million.
All you really need to know is if for $6.5 million can you build a dome? Anything lesser than that is gravy.
That was using which material? The cellular?
It was his early estimate on the cellular concrete being, I think, using roughly $20 a foot.
Well, now we know this.
Maybe 30.
The first Futuronics bidding dome had projections. It had architectural engineering done. I don't care if the first one is stretched aluminum. That's why you'll have a central one. I prefer it not be that way. But while we dink around with it, the work comes to an end, doesn't seem to be worth it either. They made some projections as to cost. The hundreds of thousands of dollars owed to these ones. They did a lot of work.
Futuronics?
Yes.
You're talking about the attorneys that Futuronics used?
I'm talking about the architects.
Okay. We have them.
And they don't want to let you have their information until you can assure them you're going to pay them. Well, they're not getting paid the way it is. So you will assure them that you will pay them, and you go on their projected numbers.
So we should call them.
Well, you have to clear that with Wally Gentleman. That is strictly in his... You would never call these ones, for instance, just out of the blue. They would not tell you anything except what to put it, you know. Well, I won't go into it. But he has written to them. He knows them. And you can get your information from Tuberson. I'm sure that this world satellite could work somehow out of that dome for a little bit.
Could you put it in the top center of it for a while? Top stories? Five stories or something like that?
No.
No?
No. It would be all but impossible to build a floor up there. As a matter of fact, and the reason that they need that height is for aerial photography. Our Hawk is going to be up there. These are more about that. Well, would someone like to tell me back now what we've decided? What are we going to do from this minute?
We're going to go down and get P-Soup Anderson's ready to go. So we'll have it available to mail. We have to get the dome materials ready for Gary so that we can send him that information. I can call Wally and Tuberson to get these other pieces of information, assuming that there's anything lacking.
Was Ilana to be back in the office at the same time, Otto, or would she be there?
I was understanding that she said she'd try to be back on. I heard it through Ginny, the secretary, that she'd be in Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning. Same way with Otto. So I will call today and find out if they're in. If they are in, I will proceed with what we discussed.
Very good. As I recall, you were to speak with Gary today anyway, weren't you, Oberly?
That's a week from today.
Oh, I apologize.
After Thanksgiving. I might be able to find him. would appreciate it if we could terminate, Commander.
I'm just waiting back. Is everyone at comfort?
I am.
Yes.
Seems to be unanimous.
Then I will take my leave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, friends, it's well underway. You're doing fine. From day to day, it doesn't look it. I'm telling you, you are. And you have much more power than you realize. And I go in love. Salut.
Salut.
Salut. Salut.